listening to PodcasterNews.com.
Hey, race fans, Ben De La Vega here with today's Drag World Podcast for your Friday, October 13th, 2006. Yeah, Friday the 13th. Hello to you, too. People come by honking all the time. Okay, here's what's going on, of course, this weekend, starting right now. What's going on right now is the first day of the Torco Race and Fuels NHRA Nationals in Virginia. And some news coming out, quite a bit of it, too. First of all, Frank Pedregon will drive in Funny Car Class this weekend. You see, what's going on is he's going to be driving Bob Gilbertson's Autolite XP Spark Plugs Funny Car, and the reason for that is Gilbertson had a prior commitment this weekend to be in Las Vegas with his son, Jake, who is on the Trek Tank Motocross team. They're having a Supercross event, the biggest one of the year, so of course he's a good dad, so he's going to be out there to support his son. Gave Frank Pedregon a call the other night, and since Frank was pre-entered into the race anyway, you know, for the entire season, all the races, he's going to go ahead and drive the funny car, correct? Now, let's go over some track records for Virginia. And right now, the top fuel record is a 4:49 by Gary Selzy back in 1999 at 321.12 miles an hour. The funny car record for the track is a 4:88.7 by John Force, April of 1998 at 310.66 miles per hour. And the pro stock record at the track is a 6:84 by Kurt Johnson in April of 99, but the speed record belongs to his dad, the professor, Warren Johnson, at 202.24. Now, national records. Top fuel, 4:43.7, September 5th, Joliet, Illinois, at 336.15 miles an hour, which was May of 2005, Columbus, Ohio, by Tony Schumacher. He has both sides of the record. In funny car class, Joliet, Illinois, 2004, 466.5 at 333.58 miles per hour by John Force. And the record for pro stock, which was recently broken a couple weeks ago, 660.9, okay, 09, at 208.91 miles an hour by Greg Anderson. Now, the reason I am bringing up the records is they're going to have dry weather this weekend, low dew point, low humidity, and low temperatures. Matter of fact, tomorrow is supposed to be the warmest day of the meet at around 65, 66 degrees. And you know that when they're close to sea level and all that, and the temperature gets cool, there are some very fast times to be run. So, keep an eye out on them records. Check with NHRA.com to let you know the rest. Now, in funny car, the way the points are going, 13-time world champ John Force holds a one-point lead over Ron Capps coming into today's race, this weekend's race. However, the hottest driver in the class is probably Robert Height. Well, not probably. Right now, he is the hottest because he won two of the last three events. And right now, Robert Height sits 35 points back in third place. Now, when you qualify, you get, I believe it's 10 points, at a record 20 points, and every time you win a round, it's 20 points. So, keep your eye out on Robert Height this weekend. Now, in, let's see, top fuel, yeah, really, completely miss them. Doug Coletta holds a 52-point lead over Tony Schumacher in top fuel, and Brandon Bernstein is third with 62 points. Now, this is the first of the last three races. 2 weeks will be in Vegas, and a couple weeks after that, the World Finals in Pomona. And in pro stock, Jason Lyon leads three-time defending world champ KB Racing teammate Greg Anderson by 56 points in the pro stock class. Now, Anderson just made the record. That way, he got those extra points to keep up there. But still, Jason Lyon is going around hot. Now, since the weather for the race is on the not iffy side, it's not iffy, it's going to be cold. So, today, the qualifying times have been changed, so all times are Eastern. Keep that in mind. Pro stock will run at 2:30 and 5 p.m., which is, well, pro stock's running right now, my time. And nitro cars will run at 3, which they're taking to the track right this very moment, and will also run at 5:30 p.m., all times Eastern. Now, tomorrow, pro stockers will run at noon and 2:30, and the nitro cars will run at 12:30 and 3 p.m. So that's going to be it for Drag World Excuse me, for this week, I'm Ben De La Vega. If I don't go to the races tomorrow, I will be breaking in with qualifying time since television coverage does not start until Sunday. So, racers, have a great weekend. If you're going to race, do me a favor, win. See ya.